Shabbat, everybody. It's a big kavod for us to host a parlor meeting for such an important moisid. A moisid that makes a difference to so many people and is makar of them, Levim Shabbat Shemayim. There is not much that I can add to the previous video. The only thing I would like to say is that on top of the kavod and the schus of having the ability to make this parlor meeting and to have so many friends and neighbors who are who have taken from their time, especially the Rabbanim, who have such hectic schedules, it is additionally a tremendous kavod for us to have as a speaker to be Ma'ir, the Olam, and to give chizik for the Olam, Harav Avram Shor, one of the greater mashpiim of today's generation. It is my big kavod to introduce Harav Avram Alei Vishor.
A person who opens his house to fulfill the rotzen of Gedolei Yisrael. Schus of doing such a thing should be aimed to see nachas from children going in derech ha-teira. The brachas of Gedolei Teira should be mekuyim to all in this house. It's mekubal from Heilige Chedusherim, from Yisrael Salamta, that the Yemei HaSvira are days that one has to work on the Dvarim, that the Mishnah tells us in Bekaovis, that Memchez Dvarim Shatir and Niknes Bem. There are many different Cheshbenis, how you Cheshben the Memchez Dvarim. If one goes through the Mishnah, there are approximately 51 or 52. Depends what you Moichik and how much you count as two together. Whichever way we count, is the days of Svira, of the Svira of Netzach, either yesterday or today or the day before yesterday, having two kinyonim of Torah that have a direct connection to tonight's Asifa, the Midah of Leif Tev and the Midah of Emunas Chachamim. The Midah of Emunas Chachamim, I once heard from my father, Zechayin Evracha, that what's today called Emunas Chachamim is truthfully Emunas Atzmai. If we liked what we hear from our Chachamim, then we believe in what they say. But when we tend to differ what they say, then we tend to differ with them too. And that's not called Emunas Chachamim, that's called Emunas in your own Chachma. Emunas Chachamim means bitul adas to Chachmei Atira. It means listening to Chachmei Atira when we don't understand and without understanding. And when Gedolei Yisrael come out and tell us the greatness of Lev La'achim, and not only come and tell us the greatness of Lev La'achim, but when Gedolei Yisrael are matriach themselves to be mishtatif and asifis for Lev La'achem, when we wouldn't at that age do anything for a second person, they are makriv themselves with Mesiris Nefesh to go out to asifis and to talk with such strong words about the importance of Lev La'achem. That alone is mechayev us to follow in their footsteps with a blind emuna, and to do what we can for Achenu B'nai Yisrael. But let us a little bit explain why it is so important for us to work for Lev Lachem and to do our utmost. It's Mekubal from Kama Tzadikim, the Mekeres and Megal Amukes, that the Mishnah says, Al Shleish Edvarim Ha'ilam Oimed Al Ateira Val Aveda Val Gmil Chasodim, that when the Rebbeinu Shleim told Avraham Avinu B'choch Chesmim, the Midah of Avraham Avinu is Midas HaChesed, that in the days of Ikvis and the Mashiacha, in the days before Mashiach will come, our kiyum will be with the Midah of Gemilas Chasodim. What does the Mishnah mean, Gemilas Chasodim? Which Chesed is the Mishnah talking about? I saw yesterday a shmuz from the Heilige Belzer Rav Rabbi Yisachar Deiv, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, Zchusa Yagno Aleinu, that he said, Kol Nidre Tov Reish Pei Dalet, I think. Dvorim Neiroim Admiyet, he spoke about the Abor Chalukei Chapara, something that scares every single Nefesh Yisrael, that sometimes is misbeinen about his chiyuvim klapei maila, and he realizes there are chalakim and aveiros that need more than tshuva, that need a lot more. The Belzerov said that the Gemara tells us about Bnei Eli, b'zevach u'mincha ene meskape, avu meskapu b'teiro, meskapu b'tfilo, meskapu b'teiro, gemilus chasodim. And the same is true, he said, about the Abor Chalukei Kapara. The Abor Chalukei Kapara said, for normal ways of tshuva, but when a person does teira, tfila, is mapul tachnunim in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and yosem mikael gemilas chesed, one can pale without the dalet Chalukei Kapara. And he added words, what gemilas chesed means. What does Gemilas Chesed mean? And he said, there is no greater Gemilas Chesed than doing a Chesed another Yid and being Mekarev him to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We tend to think Gemilas Chesed means giving money. We tend to think Gemilas Chesed means running on Bikecheilim. Chazal tell us, Chum Ba'yesheni happened because of Sinas Chinam. The Aras Dvash tells us that in Bayis Sheni, Chesed organizations were at the best that they could be. He writes, Noshim Zich ran in the middle of the night to be Mialdes. Noshim ran in the middle of the night to give to eat to other people. That's not what it means. There was Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam, he says, means that Yidden didn't care about other people's Yiddishkeit. Sinas Chinam means that when other people didn't do what they were supposed to do, people were indifferent to it. People didn't care about other people's Yiddishkeit. That's what Sinas Chinam means. Sinas Chinam doesn't mean that there was no chesed in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had chesed in the worst of times in Bayis Sheni. Klal Yisrael had the most beautiful chesed, more than any other nation in the world. Sinas Chinam meant not looking at another person's Yiddishkeit, not worrying about his chayim, about his true chayim. Chazal tell us, Godoy lamachtiya yesem in a hergei. We're standing before Kabbalah Satera. Everybody knows the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi brought in Eben Ezra. Why did Rabbeinu Shalom said, Anoicha Hashem Elekecha, Asher Tzisicha Me'etz Mitzrayim? Why didn't say Hashem Elekecha, Asher Berasicha? And the Sassamis answer is that the kasha is not a kasha. Because Godoy lamachtiya yosem in a hergei is Godoy hamekarva yosem in hamachayeyu. To bring somebody to Yiddishkeit is greater than giving to somebody life. So what is greater? Asher berasicha, asher tzisicha me'etz Mitzrayim. Asher tzisicha me'etz Mitzrayim is a greater madrega than asher berasicha. Because asher berasicha is only hamachayeyu. But Hashem Tzitzicha Me'etz Mitzrayim is giving you Teirah, giving you Yiddishkeit, giving you true life. And when one realizes that God Elamachtiya Yesem in Ahergei, when one realizes that someone drowning in apokursis, drowning in not knowing that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom in the world, drowning and growing up in a chinuch that doesn't tell you Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that there are children in Arzeinu Agdeisha and Paltrin Shel Melech in the Rebbeinu Shalom's palace, in the Rebbeinu Shalom's land. There are children growing up in a chinuch that doesn't teach them that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom, that they don't know to say Shema Yisrael. Is there a greater God Elamachtiya Yesem in Ahergoy than that? When we read that a Qasim killed Rahmana Litzlan in the last 2 days, two people, we shudder to think what's going on. But we have to shudder more to think what's going on when there's a chinuch that's killing a deer without knowing that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam on the world. And when we have a achrayis to do gemilas chasadim, which that is the key of Nikris of the Mashiach. The Gemilas Chasadim, that's a Kiyam and Ikrus in the Mashiacha, is the opposite of the Sinas Chinam, which brought Chorb Mabayis. The Tikkun is to bring Ahavas Chinam to Achenu B'nei Yisrael, who don't know what it means to be a Yid, to go out and bring them the Akara, that there's a Bira Olam in the world, the Akara, what it means to live like a Yid, the Akara, that Yiddishkeit is a beautiful way of life, Takara being margish, what it means to be a Yid. And that's what Lev Lachim does. Lev Lachim is Mekarev Achenu B'nei Yisrael Lamokim. Lev Lachim is Oisik in Ahavas Yisrael, in true Ahavas Yisrael, in bringing true life to Klal Yisrael. The life of Teirah, the life of living a life of Teirah. And that's what brings the Geula. The opposite of the Sinas Chinam Mechob Mabayis. The opposite of Sinas Chinam Mechob Mabayis is the opposite, to worry about others that don't know Derech HaTorah. To worry about others who are plunging away from Torah, HaTorah B'Derech, and to show them the light, to show them the beauty of Torah. And when one sees what Lev Lachem is able to accomplish, one realizes how much we could do, and how much Rachmana Litzlan we will give it in V'cheshvin that we didn't do. Because when it's hard to do, then we feel that we're potter, because we can't do anything. But when we see the accomplishments, what the Lev Lachem did in this short period of time, how many mishpachas they returned to Yiddishkeit, how many mishpachas were makir derech HaTorah, and with money, how much more one can do, and how much more we can accomplish. We have to realize how much we have to be matriach ourselves, and how much we have to be meisa nefesh ourselves. Everybody knows that economic times are hard. Everybody knows that everybody's going through harder times than was. But the place to cut is not when it comes to saving Yiddish lives. The place to cut is not when it comes to saving Yiddish and neshamas. When it's a shaila of a person growing up to be a Yid or being void of Yiddishkeit. When it's a shiloh of growing up to be someone who doesn't know that there's a Bira Olam, or somebody who's going to say Shema Yisrael twice a day, then we're talking about saving a person that's drowning. And when you see somebody that's drowning, there's no heter to turn away and to look the other way. We are living in a generation that we see children in Mishpacha is drowning in apokursis, drowning in afkerus, drowning in a derech hachaim, void of Torah. And we're able to save them. And we can't just look away, we can't just stand on the side. We have to do what we can, and we can't do it ourselves. We have shluchim that can do it. The shluchim that can do it are the shluchim de Rabbanon, those who are mekayim, the rotzim, v'gedele Yisrael, shlite, v'misiris nefesh, lev la'achim, who are the ones who do the rotzim, v'gedele Yisrael, who are on the adrach of gedele Yisrael, and the amunis chachomim that we have, the leif teiv that we have, that has to be mechayiv us to do our utmost to save these children and to save them. And that's chus that we will do for others. The Rebbeinu Shalom will see that we are returning his children to Derech HaTorah. The Rebbeinu Shalom will return us Bekarev Mamish to Eltzeinu HaGadosha Begula Asida B'mehera B'yameinu.
Just 2 minutes of your time. Shkoyach Rav Shor. My name is Yanky Aram. I'm a volunteer on the executive board of Lev Lachem. And being the one that asked Nosi to make this parlor meeting, it's my pleasure to publicly thank Nosi and Ruchi for opening their house and even more so opening their hearts to Lev Lachem. I just want to tell the people here in the audience one thing here. There are plenty of organizations there in Israel, and they're all good meisters. The reason why I spend hours and hours every week being busy with Lev Lachem is because I was there on the front lines. I was there in the people's houses where the Chavrusas come from Kiryat Sefer to learn with them. I was there in the Midrashot where the girls who come with the pants within a year are becoming frum girls and they're marrying them off. I was in this lady's house. She lives right across from Rebetzin Kraniewski. Her name is Batya Bing. She said when Rebetzin Kraniewski gets these secular girls who come to her for brachas, she calls her from the porch. She says, Batya Kimaherich of Nocha Fishala. She showed me pictures. In the last year and a half, she marched down 400 girls from her house to the chuppah. This is one lady. There's Leif Shamea. We talk about in America all the time, kids at risk. I sat there in the phone place where the phones were ringing. It's an anonymous phone call where boys who feel that they're having problems here and they need somebody to talk to. And if it eventually leads to somebody meeting them, they take care of it. They even rented an apartment in Ben Yehuda Street so they could watch what's going on there. And they see problems with kids. They come out and talk to them here. They started it for the Hasidim, Leif Shamea Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael. They have one program where they go into the villages with girls, Rachmana Litzlan, who marry Arabs and are stuck in the villages. We met the person who goes in there and dresses up in Arabs and takes them out. I mean, you have in the Tzedakah, you have Gemil Chassadim, you have Pidyon Shvuim here, and I went through every penny of the budget. Besides the thousands of volunteers, even the people that are working there, they're working with such mesiras nefesh. There was one Rebbe who the director told me that Nash on Shabbos for the boys that come to his house, it cost him more than he makes for the entire month. Yeah. It is our shlichus in America to send them the money. You get the most, I'll talk to you in our lashon, it's the most bang for the buck you can give in giving money to Lev Lachem. So please, like Rav Shor said here, times are difficult. If you really want to make your tzedakah money stretch, this is the place to do it. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Does it mean another minion from Arif?
Yeah.